The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, your questions and answers. So before we get to the questions and answers, we always want to do a kind of a market recap. And what a pretty wild week this has been to end August, begin September in the transition of fall. So we ended August on a very strong note. Actually, it was one of the best August since 1986. Now, I know that's a long time because that's the last time the Mets won the World Series. I'm a Yankees fan, so I don't rub it in too much. But it's a long time since we had an August quite like that. And you think about the swirling headlines we have and all the negativity. Hard to think coming into August 2020. Sometimes I forget what year it is, right? 2020, that we'd have such a strong August. But we did. In fact, in the month of August, there was only 4 days that the market's been lower. Dow caught up with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ to some extent. NASDAQ S&P set a number of records throughout the month of August as people cannot get enough stocks. Now, people scratch their head and say, how can this happen with all these negative headlines? Well, the market's looking ahead and thinking that we're going to have a lot of better times in 2021. That's one of the reasons. You know, interest rates are so low. Money markets pretty much at zero. The Fed fund rates, the Fed PAL put rates at zero to try to stimulate the economy for mortgages and refinances of mortgages and so forth. So rates are very low. So what else you can do with your money is kind of one of the other kind of phenomena. And then we had FOMO, F-O-M-O. Fear of missing out of the market, momentum otherwise called, and people kind of jumping onto those winners and so forth. But we did see something interesting on the Dow, on the way to Dow 29,000, a funny thing happened. I like the funny thing happened on the way to the forum. The market took it on the chin on Thursday. In fact, the Dow at one point was down over 1,000 points, ended down about 800 points. The NASDAQ was down about 5%, and all those leaders, Tesla, Apple, those stocks specifically, they also took some stock splits. Amazon was down 160 at one point, down over 200 points. So we saw a lot of these stocks that were going up, straight up, attracting a lot more investors, a lot of this FOMO, fear of missing out, momentum. We saw a lot of those stocks take it on the chin the last couple of days. So again, this is common. We've seen this before. Sometimes these stocks get way ahead of themselves. This is the fast lane for sure. This is not your kind of slow lane of investing into companies like Coke or Pepsi or consumer staples. You know, these are the hot ones as of late. And again, they go up very quickly. They go down very quickly. We always kind of say this. Markets go by way up by way of escalator. They come down by way of elevator. Well, you're just tuning in. You're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. I'm sure you got the coffee going, got the tea going, eggs. If you're not driving, you know, two hands on the wheel. Again, we'll be with you every Sunday morning right here. Today's topic, questions and answers. And of course, before we get to the questions and answers, we always kind of want to recap the week and try to understand what is happening and so forth. But it's been a pretty wild year up until now. You can imagine we started the year with a lot of momentum, optimism that the Dow maybe get to 30,000, market setting records January and February. Sound like a broken record on WHD every Monday through Friday morning around 8:25. We'll talk about that later. Given the market report where I kept on saying, hey, the market's setting records, market setting records, market setting records, and whoop, oh boy, here comes March, and here comes the pandemic. And as quickly as the pandemic crossed the world, as the markets quickly plunged. In fact, in March, Dow was down about 30%. And actually, you were watching history. It's one, it is the quickest going from a bull market, setting records, to a bear market. Bear market's defined as an index that goes down 20% or more. We did that in 17 days. It's kind of like that, you know, TV show. Name that tune. I could do that in 15 days. Typically, it takes about 280 trading days. Think about that. 280 trading days to go from setting a record to a bear market in March. Well, we did that in 17 trading days. However, on the way back up, that's also historic also. To go from a bear market to a bull market with a market cross, that's S&P 500, crossing the high We did that in August. So that was only, what, 5 months? And that was the quickest. Usually it takes a couple of years. You think about 2008, 2009. That took multiple years to get back to the high. We did this one in months. So it's been pretty crazy ride for investors. Now, the reason why I bring this up, and we'll talk about this in question and answer sessions, you got to be very careful here. You know, if you kind of put some money in the beginning of the year, and then also, ooh, March came, and I don't like it, and I start getting out of stocks, and I'm, oh my God, I'm really scared. And I get it, believe me. What was going on in March is something I haven't seen, anyone haven't seen. Not so much the market, but I mean the pandemic and what's going to happen next and how is this going to end, and all these crazy questions that linger. And of course, there's time to get scared. But we saw people, you know, these tens of billions of dollars coming out of the market in March when the Dow was down to 18,000. And so if you made a mistake, so to speak, and you sold it all or did it quite a bit, and you know, and then here on the other side, missed this opportunity as a rebound in the markets, you really put yourself right behind the eight ball. So it's really important that we talk about volatility and how you handle volatility. The market's always going to be volatile. I mean, one of the best defenses, I believe, in answering the question how you deal with volatility is consider to, you know, not only dollar cost average, which you do. Dollar cost averaging means you're putting money away into retirement. Every couple of weeks, let's say you get paid and you put a small part towards your 401k plan, 403b. And so when March comes, you're actually going to pick up more shares when the price is low. That's one way to kind of defend yourself in the volatile times. And another way is by use of rebalancing. Again, we kind of like to rebalance on a quarterly basis. Again, it's not perfect science, doesn't always work. Disclaimer. But if you think about December, December 31st, 2019, the market was doing great. And at that time, let's say you came into the year 50-50, and at the end of the quarter, wow, so you're about 65% in stocks, 35% in bonds. So to get back to 50-50, what do you have to do? You have to take some profits from that, from the stocks to get it back to 50-50. Then March, all hell breaks loose, and now the market's down quite a bit. And now that same portfolio, they started the year with 50-50. Now it's 65% bonds, 35% stocks, because bonds have done so well and stocks have done so poorly. Then what do you do? If you rebalance that in March, guess what happened? We had a huge, you know, second quarter, and now the stocks are up again. So you can see how by rebalancing, definitely could have smoothed out volatility this year. Again, that doesn't always work, and not every year is as volatile as this year. But the quarterly rebalance and the dollar cost averaging helps smooth out the volatility. So when we have these crazy markets, and I think these crazy markets are here with us for some time. I think everything's kind of condensed. Instead of a five-year bull market followed by a two-year bear market, a seven-year bull market followed by a three-year bear market, I think we can measure bull and bear markets in months. And that's kind of between globalization and technology. I think things are just happening at a much faster pace. So as investors, I don't want you to get caught up in the emotion of it. I want you to have some type of science behind it. Again, I think dollar cost averaging is a really effective way to deal with it. I think also, you know, on a quarterly basis, rebalance, particularly those areas that done really well, take some profits. Those areas that done really, really poorly, you know, add to those a little bit. Leaders become laggards, laggards become leaders. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, questions and answers. And of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And you heard from our good friend, Mike Bennett, all from my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you join us, sometimes you can't. Chapters, we go into investing, savings, stock market, volatility, retirement planning. It's all right there. First 20 callers will get that book for free, 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. In addition to that, just for you listeners, first time getting it, here we go. 10 Things to Know Before the Election. It's an ebook, and we'll give that along with the other book. So 10 Things You Know, again, it's a bipartisan look at it and the history of the markets. There's a possibility, guys, that on November 4th, we may not have a president, maybe too close to call, like we did in the year 2000. The markets probably won't like that. But again, so if you call in for the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, we will also give you the ebook, 10 Things to Know Before the Election. So the book sells on Amazon for $17.99 and Amazon, and Barnes & Noble $17.99 and Amazon $17.99. But this book is for you for free. Here we go, 845-371-0101. I'll tell you one more time. Get your pen ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show coming up. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we're going to try to make you healthy, wealthy, wise. The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour, how you like that? And I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday morning through Friday morning at 8:25 a.m. right after traffic. So tell you what's happening with the national news, the national indexes, the S&P, Dow Jones, and NASDAQ, and so forth. And on the way home, we get you covered there, too. Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. We'll give you the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley business news that we created, the index, the Hudson Valley Index. So it's all for yours. So Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning after traffic, and the Bill comes on around 5:15 or so on the Andy Bale Show. Saturday, take a break, and every Sunday morning, presenting to you GPS for your finances. And so to recap what we said before the break, we're talking about this crazy market going straight up, straight down, zigzagging all over the place. One of the most volatile years in history of the markets. Of course, with the pandemic, you know, that's kind of where we are. But yeah, the market's done decidedly stronger than most people expected, including myself. And again, some people scratch their head and say in this question, yeah, how can the market be so strong with so much weakness in the economy? And I have to remind people that the stock market's not the economy. There are times, like in 2018, that the economy is very strong, and in late 2018, the market was very weak. Why? While the economy is getting stronger, Fed Chair Powell at that time was concerned of the overheating of the economy and tipping its hand of inflation, and therefore started raising rates fourth quarter 2018. If you recall, fourth quarter 2018, the market lost 20%, actually 19.99%, but almost 20% lost because of the expectations of higher rates to slow down the economy. So there's actually times where the economy is strong and the market's weak. And here we have a time when the economy is weak and the very, very strong stock market. It's so hard to believe. But again, we'll go through that in a little bit more detail. But the reason why also is the Fed is now on the other side of things, keeping Fed fund rates at 0% for foreseeable future. It could be a few years here keeping it, you know, until unemployment comes back. Right now, we're still double-digit unemployment. And that's the goal of the Federal Reserve now, is get that number low. And it's hard, though, because of this virus. As you know, some areas like hotels and restaurants and things like that are really hurting the service industry, and it's hard to get people back to work. So it is really messy out there. I will also say, though, there are some kind of unexpected winners during this. So maybe, look, no one came into this year thinking we'd have this black swan event known as the COVID-19. But there's some companies are really natural for this kind of stay-at-home or work-from-home economy. You think of like companies like Amazon that deliver right to your door, not going out. They've exceededly beat expectations all along the way. The stock's done well. I'm not recommending you buy Amazon or any companies. These are just examples of how this kind of pandemic has favored technology and why the market's done so well, because these technology stocks are weighted very heavily in these indexes, so much so, a lot more than airline companies and these other ones that are getting hurt because of the pandemic. So we have companies like Microsoft off that offer the cloud. They also have Xbox. Think about how many kids, maybe your kids, are playing these Xbox games nonstop during this pandemic. So we're seeing a lot of these kind of stay-at-home remote. Netflix comes to mind too. Very few movie theaters are open at this point. People kind of freaked out about going to the movies. I get it. And maybe some of these movies now go straight to streaming, you know, like Hamilton did on the Disney Plus channel. So very interesting, all these things that are happening. But when you scratch your head and say, gee, well, how's the market going higher with all these things? One, we have a very supportive Fed. Congress may or may not put another stimulus plan together. But if you think about the indexes, how they're constructed, they're very heavily weighted towards the Apples and Amazons and companies like that. And they weigh heavily. And those companies benefited from this ugly, ugly pandemic. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you here every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. on WHUD 100.7. So happy to be part of the WHUD team. Next question. Tell me about these stock splits. Is it great to buy these stocks? And so, you know, look, Apple split 4-for-1. Tesla split 5-for-1. You know, the same day, let's say Apple's $500 a share. It splits 4-for-1. Yeah, you have four, let's say 100 shares. Now you have 400 shares, but the price goes down $125 a share. So in the same day, there's really no value created. However, maybe at lower prices, more investors get more excited about buying the stock because it's not so high. I think about, again, I like stock splits. I remember through the 1990s, companies like Microsoft split a couple times throughout the decade, as did Intel. I think about my son that came in to come to Workday. Connor came in, and we bought one share of Apple. This is about 2009 or so, 2010, one share of Apple. If you remember, Apple that time then went up to $700 a share at some point, and they split the stock 7-for-1. Then we've had a huge move again, stock over $500 a share, and they split 4-for-1. So here's Connor Mahoney buying one share as kind of bring your kid to work just to kind of keep him occupied and do some research and what he wanted to learn about it. And so for one share, went to 7 shares, now times 4, 28 shares. So that one share, little share that he bought about 10, 11 years ago, is now 28 shares. And he loves investing now, by the way, as you can imagine. I do like stock splits. Again, a lot of companies do not do it. But again, I think it offers a way for investors to feel better about buying. Again, same value, same valuation of the company, but to buy something a little bit cheaper makes people feel a lot better, whether it's stocks or whether it's shopping for that matter. And we'll be right back right after the message on a GPS for your finances. Stay tuned.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Manager. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Smell the coffee, the toast, and you didn't invite me. That's not so nice. Anyway, you just heard from our friend Mike Bennett, all from my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Somewhat of a semi-autobiography about my dad, who had a pension. He had an annuity. He had health care, vision, dental. He had it all. And not your father's retirement. I don't have any of those things. Well, I do have some of those things. But, you get the point that over time, companies' pensions are disappearing. The way you pay for medical is changing. And not your father's retirement is an attempt to try to figure out how you can get those things back, like your father or mother, grandparents, and so forth. So that book's available for free for the first 20 calls today. Here we go. 845-371-0101. I know you can get it. Here we go. Get a pen, paper, ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. 0101. And a bonus today. You're the first. You are the first to be offered this book, 10 Things to Know Before the Election. It's not partisan whatsoever. We go through the history of the markets. There's also a chance, 1 in 3 chance maybe or so, that on November 4th we may not have a president because of being too close to call and ballots and craziness like we had in 2000 and what investors should be doing. That book is an ebook and is along for the ride with your Not Your Father's Retirement. So call in for Not Your Father's Retirement or get the book 10 Things to Know Before the Election. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. The book Not Your Father's Retirement sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But this morning you'll get that book for free. 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to try to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour, okay? And the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report I give every morning around 8:25, right after the traffic, on the famous Mike and Casey Show. Then at 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management will give you the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley Business News, as well as the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. So got you covered Monday through Friday. Take a break Saturday. back with you on Sunday morning. So we were recapping the market before the break, talking about stock splits, that of Apple stock, and over time it can be very advantageous. Also, if you're going to hold the stock for a long time, you probably want to reinvest the dividends. The examples I gave, by the way, these are examples. I'm not telling you to buy these stocks, but those companies that came off now splits, if you buy the stock, you also can reinvest those dividends if you plan on holding those stocks longer. I'm worried about taxes and investing, and how do you make that decision? So I've had a couple questions about this because the stock market has done very well. Some people are sitting on some good gains, and they're worried about taking those gains because of taxes. And look, for me, I know I'm not an accountant, so that's why I'm more an investment person. To me, you want to do these strategies and maybe take some partial profits, probably be the answer. So if you bought some $100 a share, now it's $200 a share, take some profits. We'll deal with the tax man later. But be careful of a round trip. I've seen people buy a stock at 100, stock goes to 200. I don't want to sell because I don't want to pay taxes. I don't want to sell because I want to pay taxes. And do a round trip, as they call it, which I hate to hear, and go back to $100 a share. Now you don't have to worry about paying taxes because you didn't make any money. So be careful of that. Again, I kind of like incremental buys, incremental sells. Incremental meaning you don't just plop all in one time. You don't plop all coming out of the same position. And be careful of that round trip. Yes, you're going to have to deal with taxes. But between now and the end of the year, there's still a lot of time, a lot of volatility. And you may have some losses to offset those gains. But I think your number one goal is, again, when you think about investing, is not worry about so much about taxes. Worry about your investments. And I could say this. Let's say you go to see your accountant, he or she, and they look across from you and say, wow, yeah, such a great 2020. You owe $1 million in taxes. You did so well. I don't think you'd be too unhappy because that means you probably made $2 or $3 million in that example. So be careful when you start thinking about investing and worry about taxes. First off, think about how you can grow the money and how you can defend yourself, how to take some partial profits. And later on, yes, we'll deal with the tax man. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm here with you every Sunday morning. We'll be with you every Sunday morning throughout. Love being with you guys. And a lot of things we share with the markets being kind of crazy. The markets are volatile, but you don't have to be, right? So let's see. Next question here. I read people are flying again, which is true. In fact, actually, TSA said last week, average passengers, about 800,000 passengers that are traveling each day here in the U.S. And again, by the way, that was 2 million at one point, went all the way down to 200,000, so we're going the right way. But is it time to buy airlines? And I have to be very careful because I can't give recommendations. I don't know your situation, but I don't like to be buying areas that are still combating that of the virus. Again, and these airlines have a lot of debt. I'd rather be focused on companies that are growing their earnings 30, 40, 50% a year. There's a lot of technology companies that are. Can't give you those on the radio per se. As opposed to, you're hoping for a turnaround. You're hoping for these airlines to take flight. Yeah, pun intended. I don't know. I just think, there's two paths you can go with investing. One is the momentum lane and growth, where right now that's the pin action. That's what everybody seems to like at the moment. That is the fast lane. And sometimes you can get some really big sell-offs. However, the other side, there are areas like the financials, like airlines, like other areas are just what they call value stocks that have not done very well the last couple of years. And if you're just sitting there, it feels like you're in quicksand and missing the opportunity cost of being in some of these growth sectors and some new sectors that were born because of the pandemic. So if you're stuck in some of these things, if you want to buy some of these things, maybe you can partially. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we'll have a big turnaround in airlines and you'll say, hey, remember Mahoney said this. But remember, I can't give specific recommendations. Kind of know your situation. Disclaimer. But just the concept of buying airlines, where there's so many other good groups out there that are strong and getting stronger during this pandemic, I wouldn't really want to do that. You mentioned FOMO before, F-O-M-O on radio. What does that mean? Well, there's F-O-M-O stands for fear of missing out. Okay, so the market's been going up and the money that you may put to the sideline and say, yeah, maybe we'll buy a house with this or a vacation home, that money gets jumped into the market because people get very excited. There's a lot of new traders coming, a lot of new investors, especially Robinhood app and some of these others that make it very easy for investing, which is great, I think. But also there's the other side of it that you do get a lot of kind of these crazy moves, FOMO, fear of missing out. You get this momentum that goes crazy. Again, it's all good, but you need to figure out what type of investor you are and then be disciplined in what you're most comfortable with. Make sure that any one time you don't have any more than 10% of one stock or one item in your portfolio. That's a general rule. I know some people tell me, oh, I bought this, and I bought it with all my money. I'm like, whoa, wait, you have an investment portfolio and you bought it all in one stock? Ding, ding, not a good idea. Well, time goes by so fast. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. I'll be back next week. Have a great, happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.